It's time.
Are you doing a bit?
No.
They just killed the Eagles.
For the emergency break of the week.
What do you want to do? You want me to get my frickin' knee pads on? All right.
Whoa. Jeez.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Did you like the win?
Dude, do you need our tampon
here? Are you positive?
We'll get you on.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
This makes for a good team and a good show. I'm just competitive. I want to win.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Well, I don't think we have anything that violent this week on the e-break, but I think we do have some funny. E-break is brought to us by TexasDirectAuto.com. We'll give you three candidates. You get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. By the way, big announcement coming up here in 15 minutes. Stay tuned for that. We also have Razor here in 1 hour. Talk about all the trades made by the Stars this week. Okay. That hard line, they go sideways every once in a while, as we all know. And that happened this week, right in the middle of a Rhines and Corby live spot. Why do a lot of their problems seem to occur during a live spot? But we have that here as Rhines and Corby are trying to talk about star power. And Danny didn't realize that his microphone was still on, and it caused this stop-down moment.
A 32-inch flat screen for just $99, Saturday only. 55-inch 4K TV for just $388. Dude, this is ridiculous.
I'm about to wet my pants.
And it's all over the place.
What?
All of these mic was on.
All of these great deals are all over the store. And you need to come out here and check it out for yourself. The deals will not get any better. We haven't even mentioned the guys who are going to come out and put the stuff together for you.
Yeah.
Because they are the very best you will find, too. What you need to do is come on out here and see it all for yourself.
Again, it sounds like another drunk moment on the hard line, doesn't it?
They always sound wasted.
What was Danny talking about?
I think he was just talking to himself.
He was telling Mino that he had...
about to wet my pants.
About to wet his pants. Left his mic on, and then the funny thing is, well, there's a lot of funny things, but right after that, Ryan says,
and it's all over the place.
All right, one more time.
A 32-inch flat screen for just $99, Saturday only. 55-inch 4K TV for just $388. Dude, this is ridiculous.
I'm about to wet my pants.
And it's all over the place.
What?
All of these mic was on.
All of these great deals are all over the store. And you need to come out here and check it out for yourself. The deals will not get any better. We haven't even mentioned the guys who are going to come out and put the stuff together.
Yeah.
Because they are the very best you will find, too. What you need to do is come on out here and see it all for yourself.
Yeah, there's a the second one there is when Ryan starts stumbling and then Danny makes fun of him. Poo, 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 poo.
What a holy mess.
Just a free-for-all sometimes on that hard line. So there's Danny up for an e-break. Not to be outdone, Ryan's comes right back as candidate number two. They were talking about changing a light bulb. And have you ever had that problem where the light bulb, the glass of it breaks?
Yes.
Yep.
And you got jagged glass and you're not really sure what to do.
That base is stuck in there.
Well, Danny had a solution.
Get a potato, don't you?
Well, that was Danny's solution. Ryan's had never heard of that and thought that was maybe some item that you could get at your local hardware store. Listen to this confusing moment.
They broken and the fixture's still in there?
Yes.
You need a potato.
Yeah, where do you get them?
At Walgreens? I don't know.
What's a potato?
See, I'm trying to help. Just trying to help, and now we're being dumb potato guy.
No, what is one? I mean, I've never heard of that.
An actual potato, like the vegetable. You cut it in half, and you jam it up in there, and then you turn it, and it will adhere.
I'm sorry, I've never heard of that.
Sweet potato.
I didn't know a potato was useful for this. Yes. This way.
What is this potato?
What's a potato?
Mike walks into Home Depot and asks for a potato.
Well, there's a Tom Thumb across the street, dude.
Silver alert on aisle four. Silver alert on aisle four.
Hey, I know this is the light fixture aisle, but you have a potato?
Are the potatoes over on the light fixture aisle? I'm sorry, sir?
Are they in with light bulbs?
Can I get a potato with the light fixture?
So he thought it was a nickname for a tool,
tool to use to get your light bulb out of there.
God, if they had just left it at that and had him go into a Home Depot and ask for one.
Yeah, Ryan, it's called a potato. It's this really cool thing.
Yeah, where are the potatoes?
I'm sorry?
It's Home Depot, right? Where are the potatoes?
All right, one more time.
They broken in the fixture's still in there?
Yes.
You need a potato.
Yeah, where do you get them?
At Walgreens? I don't know.
What's a potato?
See, I'm trying to help. Just trying to help, and now we're being dumb potato guy.
No, what is one? I've never heard of that.
An actual potato, like the vegetable. You cut it in half, and you jam it up in there, and then you turn it, and it will adhere.
I'm sorry, I've never heard of that.
Sweet potato.
I didn't know a potato was useful for this. Yes.
What is this potato? What's a potato?
Mike walks into Home Depot and asks for a potato.
Well, there's a Tom Thumb across the street, dude.
Silver alert on aisle four. Silver alert on aisle four.
Sir, can I help you with anything else here today at Home Depot?
Potato. Got one of those?
Why don't we just have you come over here and sit down?
Oh, okay.
And we'll try to find your family.
You just sit down and we'll look for your people.
No, I need a potato, not people.
I know, sir. We'll get you the potato and your family.
You can have all the potatoes you want.
All right.
All right, there's Ryan's, candidate number two. And here's another giggle. This is Bob from Bad Radio. They were talking about Joe Mixon, the controversial OU running back being banned from the combine. I've heard Joe Mixon called a lot of things. I've never heard him called this.
Combine has established a new rule for this season, one that does not allow Joe Mixon to attend the combine. They've instituted a policy that bans prospects from combine participation who have a misdemeanor or felony conviction.
So it'd be like four guys there?
Mixon. Mixon wasn't convicted in the case. But the NFL ultimately can bar any prospect from participating in the...
Man, what was Bob thinking there?
Mixon.
But Dan had a funny line, so there'll only be four guys at the combine.
That was funny. When I was hearing there was a guy killing it.
Yeah.
And then Bob said Mixon. All right, so those are your three candidates, Danny, Rhines, or Bob. 888-787-1310. Here we go. You are live on the air. Who wins the e-break? Hello?
Hello, lover.
Oh. Okay. Who you vote for?
I just wet my pants.
Okay, there's a Danny vote. Hello, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Yes, I got to vote for Mr. Potato Head, and someone take off his mouth so he can't say dumbass stuff like that anymore.
Hey. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins the e-break?
I'd like to say Mike Weiner.
How old are you?
I'm 9. I'm Bellboy's son.
What? Okay.
Who? Bellboy's son?
Yeah, somebody's son. Well, okay. You're
too young to be voting.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hi, Musers.
Oh, hi, Triple Fake Tiger.
Hey, I nearly wet my pants when Mike didn't know what a potato was, but I'm going to have to vote for number three.
Bob?
What?
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey, good morning to you, George.
Hey.
Hey, Junior, do you believe in the main green?
I sure do.
See?
That's not what you told me at Ticket Stock.
Oh, busted.
Just vote, would you?
Yeah, I'm about to wet my pants. I got to go.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Popeye chopping with this putt to win the Masters.
And it's a spinach-colored jacket for Popeye, who looks like he's about to wet his pants with excitement.
That is the vote of the month right there.
Popeye charping.
A Leslie Ray Popeye charping callback.
Winning the Masters in a spinach-colored jacket.
That's genius.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, Jubs, quick question for you.
Yeah.
Are we going to use the secret knocker or secret handshake?
There's no nothing.
What is this for?
What's this for? What's the event?
You know what he's going to reference, and there's no such thing.
What's that?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, then can I vote for racist Dan?
What?
No, Bob's the candidate, so no. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Corby. He thought the same thing as Rhines.
No, I think he was just being silly. I think he knew that Danny was talking about real potatoes. Hi, you're on the ticket.
I'd like to vote for Cannonball Dunham and his newest trick, which he has called the disappearing, reappearing hot dog.
Never heard of it, sir. Never heard of it. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Is Bob going to adopt that Joe Mexican kid?
All right. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yeah, I checked. Walgreens doesn't have potatoes.
Okay.
Thanks for checking on that for us.
Just a desperation try there by Danny. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Good morning. I'd like to vote for the old man, Reiner, and I love you madly, Giorgio.
That guy again.
Thank you. Thank you. And ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner. Mike Reiner with another win for thinking that potatoes may be found at a hardware store.
They broken and the fixture's still in there?
Yes.
You need a potato.
Yeah, where do you get them?
At Walgreens? I don't know.
What's a potato?
See, I'm trying to help. Just trying to help, and now we're being dumb potato guy.
No, what is one? I mean, I've never heard of that.
An actual potato, like the vegetable. You cut it in half, and you jam it up in there, and then you turn it, and it will adhere.
I'm sorry, I've never heard of that.
Sweet potato.
I didn't know a potato was useful for this.
Yes. What is this potato?
What's a potato?
Mike walks into Home Depot and asks for a potato.
Well, there's a Tom Thumb across the street, dude.
Silver alert on aisle four. Silver alert on aisle four.
What is one?
What is it?
What is one?
All right, how many wins is that for Rhines?
It is 66 all time. He is 2 behind a man named Jaw.
Wow. Rhines has had a great run here.
For the all-time lead, he's 2 behind Jaw?
Or is it me or Norm?
Jaw is in third place. Gordon is in second.
And Norm's number one.
Norm's
number one.
KGB Hitzkiss is number one.
Which, by the way, at hardware stores, they do sell like a little rubber thing that you can use to get those light bulb bases out. Yeah, you don't have to use a potato. That's like back in Little House in the Prairie days. That's what they used to use on their electric lights.
Did they have those?
No.
Do they call it the potato at the hardware store?
No, they don't even call it the potato.
Yeah, I wish we knew.
But it's just a rubber nipple that you stick up in the socket and get it out.
You ever take your chances and just lightly put the your fingers around the outside of the light bulb and try to do it?
I used to always use needle-nose pliers.
See, I think that would shock me.
You turn off the light.
Steel.
Yeah, you turn off the light. You've got to turn off the switch.
But the socket is still active.
No.
I mean, the outlet.
No.
No?
No. That's what the whole opening the circuit does.
So there's no way.
You open the circuit at the switch, and therefore it's not making a loop.
Just make sure that light is off, though.
I've been scared all these years.
Are you serious?
Doing that. Yeah.
Don't be scared.
I have the feeling you don't know how electricity works.
No, I don't. And it doesn't interest me at all.
Okay. Well, that's nice.
Just make sure that light turns on.
I've never been interested in how things work. My mind doesn't work that way.